Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa to all of you joining us this morning. If we can help you with your garden, or you have a story of Christmas, give us a call. 855-660-4261. And we'll enjoy the holiday together. We've been talking about the Christmas tree and some of the various parts of the Christmas tree, when they were invented and how they got to be. When probably one of the, they're saying one of the greatest inventions of Christmas tree history happened in 1892. And do you know what that invention was? That was the Christmas tree hook, the little hanger that actually holds the ornament on the tree. 1892, that was invented, and they said that that was one of the greatest inventions of the time, because up until then, everything had to be tied with a piece of string, and they didn't like that look. So the Christmas tree hook was invented, and that brought all the excitement out. Now, to tell you a little bit about the Christmas lights, we all know that in 1879, Thomas Edison invented the electric light. Well, it took 3 years for the first electric Christmas tree lights to be invented. And it was done in New York City, and it was Edward Johnson, and he was a colleague of Edison, and he invented the Christmas lights in a series to decorate the tree for the holiday, because in those days, all of the trees were decorated with candles. Could be very, very dangerous to have candles in a Christmas tree, especially if it was cut, brought into a home, and allowed to dry. Because early on, the Christmas tree stand that actually held water had not been invented. And we'll tell you more about that in a little bit. So they invented the Christmas lights. Who could afford Christmas lights in their tree? J.P. Morgan could afford it. He even had his own generator to make electricity so that he could have the Christmas lights. Now, let me tell you how expensive it was. It would cost up to $100 on the electricity alone to run the lights on the Christmas tree. $100. Now, the Christmas tree lights themselves, each light attached to the wire in a series like we have today would cost a dollar. And now we're talking late 1800s. A dollar per light. So only the rich and the wealthy could afford to have an electrified tree. And a big tree would take as many as 30 to 50 to bring out the color. Now you think of how many lights you have in your tree today. 30 to 50 probably wouldn't light the bottom of your tree. So it turned out to be a very, very expensive way of putting together your Christmas lights. But things began to change. General Electric in the early 1900s began to manufacture strings of 28 lights on a circuit, and you could connect them. GE's price for 28 lights on a string was $20. Back in the 1900s, the average man's weekly wage was $20. So it was a very expensive, but a lot cheaper than when Edison first came out with it. Now things progressed a little further. Mattapan, Massachusetts. A young baby was playing underneath a tree. Had long blonde hair. His hair got tangled in the tree. Candle hit his hair. His hair caught fire. The father said, no more lights until the children are old enough to enjoy the candles. Well, he worked for General Electric. General Electric, at the time, was making the little lights in the switchboard for the telephone company, because that was beginning at the same time. And this man had some consoles that were being replaced. He pulled the old wires out of the console, took the lights, and made what today is our little mini lights, our Italian lights, that are a string of 100 for like $2. So he started the miniature lights. And that was something developed again by General Electric. There's all kinds of lights, different shapes, different colors, and the new LED lights of today are absolutely incredible. The LED lights create no heat. And that's the main thing. The old-fashioned light bulbs that we have, the ones that are about an inch, inch and a half in length, that most of us grew up with, after being turned on for even a half an hour, you could not touch them because they were so hot. Can you imagine a 7-foot tree covered with 100 of the old-fashioned lights that were so hot that when you touched them, you could get burnt, attached to a tree, and it was dehydrating the moisture from that tree the entire time it was being lit. And that was one of the reasons why a lot of our trees dried out so quickly. course, water made a main problem, but if the tree got hot, the tree would open up its pores, moisture would escape, and the tree would dry out faster. So with the invention of the LED, and those of you that have LEDs, you can touch it, you can hold it, and there is hardly any heat released from it. Plus, the energy consumption is basically nothing. So we're using less energy, the light is cooler, and that helps to extend the life of the tree, the freshness of the tree, so that you can enjoy it, and there's a lot less shedding. One of the Christmas lights that is still popular today is the bubble light. You'll never believe where the bubble light was first sold and who helped to develop the bubble light. Looks like a candle. When it gets hot, it bubbles up the candle. We'll tell you about that right after these messages.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter?
It's a lot of fun.
But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap Seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird food.
Today, more of us are trying to garden organically. To garden organically, you will need good gardening soil. To have good gardening soil, you will need good organic matter. The best form of organic matter is compost. Compost piles will take a year to make good compost, and the best part leaches into the ground. Most compost piles do not get hot enough to kill weed seeds. And if you buy compost by the bag, it's expensive, $7 or more. My dad made all the compost for his entire neighborhood with his compost tumbler. He filled his compost tumbler with as much as 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste. And in just 2 weeks, he filled 2 wheelbarrows with rich, weed-free compost. That's about $50 worth of bag compost. Go to paulparent.com, click on Sponsors, and then Compost Tumbler for information and special discount pricing code. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Okay. Good morning and Merry Christmas to all. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. We talked a little bit about some of the ornaments and lights, but one of the neatest inventions was in 1930, a man named Carl Otis worked with a company called Montgomery Wards. And the two of them had an idea. And it was based on methylene chloride. It was a liquid that would boil when it got hot. And you didn't need to have the real high temperatures. So together they worked on a project. It took them 15 years. But in 1945, the two men, Carl Otis, and who was an accountant for Montgomery Wards, built the first bubble lights. And I'm sure you've all seen them. They were very, very popular. They kind of phased out with the LED lights and that, but they are still available in areas. It looks like a little candlestick holder with a candle on it filled with this liquid, and it bubbles as it heats up. And that was something that came through Montgomery Wards. Woolworths had the glass ball. Montgomery Wards had the bubble light. Now, one of the main problems that the Americans had with the Christmas tree, because the Americans believed that bigger was better, was holding the tree in place. So most of the tree stands in the early stages were just two pieces of wood in the shape of an X nailed or screwed to the base of it. The tree dried out very, very quickly. Well, in the late 1800s, they developed a metal tree stand with three legs that would hold the tree in position. Great for small trees, but as the trees got larger and larger, the metal stand could not hold it. So they developed a new tree stand with three legs and a ring with screws that we still use today. It was still the old-fashioned tree stand that you could adjust to hold the angle of the tree. But the trees, again, were so big that the tree stands were having problems holding them. So in the late 1800s, if you had a large Christmas tree, and I can't even imagine doing this, The tree was brought into the house, placed into the corner where it was the focal point of the holiday, and in the feet of the Christmas tree stand with three holes, and the tree stand was screwed through the floor. Can you imagine bringing in a Christmas tree and taking your electric drill and screwing your tree stand to the floor? I don't think it would happen today. But that's what happened. Now, in 1914, the first Christmas tree stand was developed that would actually hold water. That's how long it's been. 1914. And there's all kinds of patents on different types of Christmas tree stands available. They're getting better and better and better. Easier to install. Hold larger trees. Hold more water. But the main secret to keeping your Christmas tree fresh is when you buy your tree, make sure that you put a fresh cut on the tree so that when it's in the stand, it can absorb the water, take it up to the top of the tree, and that will help to keep it fresher. So it's not the stand, it's that fresh cut. And it's very, very important because a Christmas tree could be cut a month, maybe even longer. And that tree is filled with pitch. The pitch's job is to plug the water tubes so moisture cannot be lost. Without the fresh cut, your tree will dry out. If we can help you, 855-660-4261. Questions on a poinsettia, Christmas cactus, Christmas tree, give us a call. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
As we age, we lose both strength and muscle mass. Undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows is nature's most powerful food to gain back lost muscle. Virtually all whey protein powders or drinks have been damaged during processing or are high in sugar. This damaged whey causes a significant loss in the ability of the body to build new muscle proteins. The high sugar content will stop all the benefits of your growth hormone from causing muscle repair. By giving your body easily absorbed, undamaged whey, free of added sugar, you may be able to gain back lost muscle and strength. One World Whey is truly undamaged whey protein powder free of added sugar. Both young and elderly are reporting increases in muscle strength and size without any additional exercise. Go to oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com. to read or hear some impressive testimonies to this effect. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa to all of you listening. We've been telling the story about the Christmas tree and all of the tinsel and the tree stand and a lot more. We have a caller, George. What's his name?
His name's Bill. He's calling us from Nashville, and he's got some comments about Christmas light bulbs.
Okay, Bill, good morning and Merry Christmas to you.
Good morning, Paul. I enjoy your program tremendously, and Merry Christmas to you and the staff. I want to correct your comment about the Christmas bulbs that were made early in the century, last century, late. Not Mr. Corning's. My mother lived next door to the owner of Corning Glassworks, who was named Amory Houghton. He would have been born at the turn of the century and died probably in 1980 or so. His father was probably the man you're speaking of, Amory Houghton, senior of that person I knew next door to my mother's place. And Steuben Glass and earlier the Hawks Glass Company were started in Corning, and it might have been Steuben that made them, I'm not sure, but Corning Glass was run by the Houghtons.
Okay. Wonderful. But it was Corning who was one of the pioneers in the glass ball industry.
True, but there's no Mr. Corning. That's the name of the town. The president, the person that ran it, are the Houghtons, H-O-U.
Okay.
H-T-O-N.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you.
Amory Houghton Jr. Might be the president now. I'm not sure.
Okay. So it was nice to see that there was an American company that began a tradition that still lives on today. That's excellent. Bill, we thank you so much for the phone call and the information. But I'll put that in my notes, and I really appreciate that. Because the information that I had read was that it was Corning Glass and F.W. Woolworth that had put their heads together to create the glass balls that we do have today. Tom, we have a second caller also.
Yeah, that would be Holly. She's calling us from Rhode Island, and she's got a question about a holly bush.
Holly, a very, very fitting name for Christmas Day. Good morning.
Her name's Rachel.
Good morning. Oh, Rachel. I'm sorry. Hi, Rachel. Good morning.
Good morning.
Merry Christmas to you. Yes.
Hello. I have several 20-year-old holly bushes outdoors that no longer berry, although they once did. The berrying has lessened little by little over the years. What can I do?
Okay. Now, do you have more than one holly?
I have at least three or four.
And they're all of the same variety.
Princess Girl, or I can't remember all the varieties I got.
Okay, so they're probably if they're in that family, they're probably called a blue holly.
Uh-huh.
And there's blue boy, blue girl, blue stallion, blue maiden, and there's many, many newer varieties also. Now, the one thing that you could do that would help, if you have hollies and they're not producing the amount of berries that you want, phosphorus is a type of fertilizer. And phosphorus is a fertilizer that will encourage a plant to make flowers and then eventually fruit on your holly tree. Sometimes what happens, because we've all been told that anything that's evergreen is acid-loving. So azaleas, rhododendron, mountain laurel, and holly, you should feed them with an acid-based food. It gets to a point in the soil that if it becomes too acidic, the plant will still grow, but the phosphorus that is needed by the plant to make the blossoms and eventually the fruit becomes unavailable to the plant because the acidity will grab a hold of the phosphorus, not allowing the plant to use it. So, a couple things that you can do. Lime or wood ash could be applied around the base of your plant. So I would make like a 3 or 4 foot circle spreading some lime or wood ash around the plant. And if they're large trees, then go out even further. But broadcast some lime or wood ash around the plant to help to make the soil less acidic so that the plant can pick up the phosphorus that's in the soil. The other thing that you can do is also add phosphorus. And you can buy pure phosphorus under the name of super phosphate. It's a granular fertilizer, and it's wonderful to make your perennials bloom more, to help your annuals for the vegetable garden, and to help shrubbery produce blossoms and fruit in the long run. Now, putting it down this spring is not going to guarantee you more because the flower buds are already made. But by putting it down in the spring, you will encourage the plant to begin to absorb what's there, and it will help it for the following year because the flower buds and the buds that will eventually make the fruit develop during August, September, and October. So lime around your hollies in the spring. In the late summer, apply some superphosphate also in the spring. So in the spring, lime and phosphates and superphosphate. And then in the fall, some superphosphate again to help to make more buds on your plant. Now, one other thing that you can do. In the spring, when your holly trees come into bloom, you can help Mother Nature to give you more blossoms. Now, this is what I want you to do. When your hollies open their blooms and you see them, look at the blossom very, very carefully. The female flower, when the blossoms open, you will see in the center of the blossom a little bump, and that's the beginning of a berry. The male does not make any fruit, so in the middle of the flower, there's a hole, because it doesn't make any berry. Around the perimeter of the hole are pollen sacs, and the pollen sacs need to open, disperse the pollen onto the female flowers to ensure that you get the fruit. So one thing that you can do, when your male comes into bloom, cut a few branches. They don't have to be big branches. They can be tips, a foot long, 6 inches long. Place these branches with the flowers in a container of water and place them at the base of your plant. That way when the bees become active, they'll fly to the male flowers at the base of the plant and bring the pollen to the top of the female plant. That way they don't have to fly a large distance to collect the pollen to bring it to the female, because the pollen will be right there at the base of the plant. I've taken just a regular medicine jars, you know, that you get medication in. It's a plastic cover. Cut a little slit in it. Fill the pill jar with water. Stick your cutting in it, and it's like a vase with a nice solid top, and you can actually attach this male cutting to the female plant, and that way the bee doesn't have to fly far away, and that will give you better pollination. So you give that a try. It will work real, real well for you. Now, if you have any other questions about the holidays or your plants, give us a call, 855-660-4261. Now, when the Christmas tree was first used, it was basically different types of trees than we have today. The trees that were used for Christmas were cedar, pine, and spruce. They were the most common trees over the entire country. So they concentrated on spruce. Spruce dries up very, very quickly. It has a sharp point on it. Needles fall quickly. And some of the varieties have an unusual scent to them. Well, in the late 1800s, they discovered the balsam fir. And most of the balsam fir came from either Maine or from Canada. And a very wise sea captain, during the Christmas holidays, filled his ship with cut balsam from Canada, brought them into Boston, and made a small fortune. From that day on, the people of Maine, the farmers, had balsam fir growing everywhere. They were a nuisance. They were a pest. They were everywhere. They decided that they would cut some balsam fir from Maine, bring them to Boston to the big Christmas market at Faneuil Hall. And they became the number one tree almost overnight. Now, in the 1900s, early 1900s, do you know what a farmer got for a Christmas tree? 5 cents for every tree 6 to 8 feet tall. 10 to 15 cents for an 8 to 10 foot tall tree. Even at that amount, the people in Maine, the farmers, made $150,000 a year for a nuisance plant. A nickel for a tree under 8 feet. Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it. Today, more of us are trying to garden organically. To garden organically, you will need good gardening soil. To have good gardening soil, you will need good organic matter. The best form of organic matter is compost. Compost piles will take a year to make good compost, and the best part leaches into the ground. Most compost piles do not get hot enough to kill weed seeds. And if you buy compost by the bag, it's expensive, $7 or more. My dad made all the compost for his entire neighborhood with his compost tumbler. He filled his compost tumbler with as much as 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste. And in just 2 weeks, he filled 2 wheelbarrows with rich, weed-free compost. That's about $50 worth of bag compost. Go to paulparent.com, click on Sponsors, and then Compost Tumbler for information and special discount pricing code. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com. Plants like water. Plants like the sun. But plants love food. That's right, food. When did you feed your plants last? This winter, feed them with Miracle-Gro every 2 weeks. Stronger roots, greener foliage, and more flowers with Miracle-Gro fertilizer. Miracle-Gro has everything your plants will need to survive the long winter. When you repot them, be sure to use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Soil. And watch your plants grow this winter when you feed them with Miracle-Gro.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Long Range Patrol Ration Entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Howdy folks, Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 855-660-4261. We've been talking about the Christmas tree, the stands, the lights, the tinsel, and everything that goes along with it. And we did mention earlier that Franklin Delano Roosevelt is the father of the Christmas tree farm. He's the man who started the plantation, because his brother, Teddy, banned the Christmas tree in the White House and recommended that everybody else do it because people were cutting trees in the wild. So, the little brother, Franklin, decided to show farmers that if you have a piece of land that's unsuitable for farming, too rocky, poor soil, hilly, you know, the land that just isn't usable. Franklin Delano Roosevelt went to his estate in Hyde Park, New York, and he became the first Christmas tree farmer. He grew them. People came to his estate. They cut the tree. He made some money on land that was not usable. After all, there are several million trees that are cut every single year. Following his example, a man named Musser, who lived in Pennsylvania, and one of the trees that they had in Pennsylvania and Indiana was the Scotch pine. Scotch pine was a longer needle than the balsam, longer needle than the spruce. He decided to take a chance. He grew the Scotch pine. When the trees were ready, he filled 7 train cars, sent them to Buffalo and New York City on consignment, figuring he would make a killing. But the people were not accustomed to the longer needle. He estimated that he would sell $1,000 of trees per railroad car. When the holidays came and went, he received $198 because nobody liked the long needle. He continued. He pressed on. He kept telling people, "This is a good tree. Try it." 2 years later, in the state of Maine, there was a blight. The blight attacked the balsam fir. And because of the blight, the trees could not be shipped out of Maine to Boston, to New York, to Philadelphia, and south and west. That's when the Scotch pine took hold. So a little bit of history. The Scotch pine of today is very seldom seen anymore because of a blight that infects the trees. They're still beautiful. There's not much of a fragrance to it. They are a little bit more difficult to decorate. But at one time, it controlled about 40% of the market of every single Christmas tree in the country. Today, it's down to less than 10%, again, due to a blight that affects them. And in Maine, where I live, there are very, very few Scotch pine because of this fungus that attacks the tree. Very costly process. Many applications of fungicides have to be applied to it. So less and less of them are being grown. The big tree of today is the Fraser. The Fraser is a hybrid of the balsam, darker color, more needles, has a white coating on the underside of the needle and a dark green coloration on top of the needle, but it doesn't have the fragrance of a balsam fir, but it's much thicker, fuller, retains its needles a little bit longer, and is the fastest growing of all of the Christmas tree. One more hour to go. We'll talk about plants for the holiday. And if you have a question, give us a call. 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261.